On a recent weekday evening, toys were scattered across the carpet and children played while parents filed in after work. The goal? To support each other in being better parents. Director Lori Cage has worked here 15 years. She says caretakers for children, whether parents, grandparents, adopted parents, or foster parents, need to make healthy choices and feel good about their role.
I always say we pretty much cover everything from diapers to divorce.
Psychologists, social workers, and pediatricians volunteer to teach classes on CPR, car seat safety, breastfeeding, potty training, and the center hosts support groups and does outreach. Cage says last year it reached 28,000 parents in the region through special events and classes. Sonia Faye Willie is in a 16-week course called Nurturing Skills. She has two small children, a 4-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy, but she left them with dad tonight. She says learning infant safety and CPR made her a more confident new mom.
It's been very encouraging and empowering because, you know, kids don't come with instruction manuals. And most of the time when we have children, we think about our own parents and what they did and how we swore we would never do that. But, you know, in any given situation, most people resort to what they know.
That's what social worker Lisa Donzie-Jacob is talking about at tonight's Nurturing Skills class, where a handful of parents sit around a table and discuss.
We've kind of gotten away from the you have to clean your plate thing because it's, again, it's about control. And, you know, we have so many young people that come up with eating disorders and whatnot later on that I never encourage that. It's like you can say if you choose to not eat your green beans, you're not going to have ice cream, but not you have to clean your plate to have ice cream.
So you said threatening the kids with food.
Well, like
not to threaten them with food.
Right. Don't use food as a threat or a reward, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we all use ice cream as a reward. But it's like not you have to eat everything in order to get your ice cream.
This particular class focuses on communication, positive discipline, and self-worth. Willie says she's enjoying the opportunity to develop family rules and guidelines and picks up her homework from volunteer Melissa Dickerson after class.
The family participates as a whole. So it's not just the parents creating the rules and saying, you know, this is it. It's everybody gets to have their input on what the rules of the house are. And the parents even get to actually abide by the rules as well.
I'm sure one of her first rules will be about when we can have ice cream. But yeah, that's really important to her right now.
Ice cream is clearly an important tool for many parents. The center is run by the St. Tammany Parish Hospital and serves folks from all backgrounds. Some pay a small fee to attend, while others are court-ordered. But the main goal is to serve everyone, not just parents with problems.
Some people have a misconception that we're going to tell you how to parent, that you're doing something wrong or something right or what have you, and that's really not what it's about. It's really about giving you tools for your parenting tool chest, because all children are so different, and even the same child, something that works today may not work tomorrow.
Part of that is simply through modeling healthy behavior. Most of the volunteers are parents who got involved through attending classes and now aim to model positive interaction. A volunteer and a mother play a memory game with her son during a break in class.
Where is it?
Okay, my turn.
Yes. Where, you remember?
Where? I don't know.
Where? Think.
Oh. Oh, you're screaming.
And I think one of the most powerful things that we do is just to have a center where people can come with their families, with their kids, and talk to other parents and just find out we're all in the same boat.
For Willie, that's been really important. She's been diagnosed with terminal cancer and doesn't know how long she has left with her children. She wants to make sure she and her husband are doing the best they can.
Knowing that my husband might be raising our children without me made it especially important that he and I be on the same page and that they get a good solid foundation from both of us, you know, while I'm here.
But she says, no matter what your situation, parenting is hard and everyone could use a little support. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.